Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be partly cloudy with a high temperature of 54 degrees. Tonight, cloudy and getting down to the freezing mark with an overnight low of 32. And on Wednesday, a change from the dry days we have been having. It should be cloudy with a chance of an afternoon shower and a temperature of 55 degrees. And in the news for today, on Monday, the Wisconsin State Senate passed a Republican plan for redistricting voter maps on a straight party line vote. Governor Tony Evers has already announced his intention to veto the legislature's maps. In a report from today's Wisconsin Examiner, the decision followed heated debate. The Senate rejected a map drawn by Democrats, which Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu mocked, saying the Democrats had devised it at the last moment on Friday without holding a public hearing in a non-transparent process that moved even more voters around than the governor's maps, meaning the maps constructed by the nonpartisan People's Maps Commission created by Evers. In the general public hearing on the maps, apart from LeMahieu and Assembly Speaker Robin Vos, 100% of testimony was against the Republican maps, several Democrats pointed out, with 95 speaking against the GOP maps and a total of 101 registered against it. The final map will likely be drawn by a court which will consider all of these examples. Federal law requires new maps be drawn every 10 years based on new census data. This reporting in part from the Examiner's online article. And in other state news, during the opening of the second week of testimony in the double homicide case against 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha on Monday, most of the testimony and questioning focused on Gage Grosskreutz, the only person who survived being shot by Rittenhouse. NPR Online reported that in the 3 hours of testimony, Grosskreutz, 27, acknowledged that he was armed with a pistol on the evening of August 25, 2020, but said that his hands were raised when Rittenhouse raised his rifle at him and that he feared for his life. Rittenhouse's defense lawyers have said Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense when he fired his AR-15-style rifle that night. In cross-examination, they emphasized Grosskreutz's Glockenspiel pistol, which was in his hand at the moment Rittenhouse shot him, and proximity to Rittenhouse, just about 3 feet at the time of the shooting. Grosskreutz said he was not intentionally pointing the weapon at Rittenhouse. Grosskreutz, a paramedic from Milwaukee, had attended dozens of Black Lives Matter demonstrations that summer, acting as a medic and legal observer. After the shooting, Grosskreutz spent a week in the hospital for emergency care and several months doing physical therapy, he said. In January, Grosskreutz filed a $10 million negligence claim against the city of Kenosha and Kenosha County. Rittenhouse's defense lawyers suggested that Grosskreutz was hoping for a conviction in the Rittenhouse case to improve his odds of winning the $10 million. Grosskreutz has also filed a lawsuit in federal court accusing city and county officials in Kenosha of illegally deputizing a, quote, roving militia of, quote, white nationalist vigilantes, the NPR report continued. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.